Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
This is Basketball History 101 with Rick Loaiza.
Merry Christmas and welcome back to award-winning Basketball History 101, part of the Sports History Network. I am your host, Rick Loaiza, and this is a podcast where we bring to life some of the forgotten stories from basketball history. We are bringing old school basketball to a new school audience, and today we bring you a short bonus episode for Christmas. This is always one of my favorite days of the year. I mean, the presents are nice and I love spending the day with my family, but it is also one of the best days for NBA action. The NBA always schedules some of its best matchups for Christmas Day, and I could not be more excited. The day starts with the Bucks versus the Knicks, followed by the Warriors against the Nuggets. Then it's the game that I am most interested in, which is the Lakers versus the Celtics. These are the two most storied franchises in the NBA with 17 championships each. The next closest team is the Warriors with just 7 championships. Anyway, the evening continues with the 76ers versus the Heat, and then the final game of the day is the Mavericks and the Suns. But I also wanted to share a funny story for Christmas. So, let me take you all the way back to 1958 and to the city of Minneapolis. The Cincinnati Royals are in town for opening night of the new season to play against the Minneapolis Lakers. The Royals have a rookie on the team that they are very excited about, Wayne Embry. He was 6'8" or 203 centimeters, and he was extremely strong. For his career, he averaged 13 points and 9 rebounds per game. But this was his very first game of his professional career, and he could not be more excited to get started. Now, back then, NBA teams did not have equipment managers that traveled with the team. Each player was responsible for his own uniform, and then a rookie was given the added responsibility of carrying the bag of basketballs all over the country as they traveled. Wayne Embry, like any other rookie, could not wait to get out there and show what he could do. As the team was collecting their luggage at the Minneapolis airport, everyone on the team retrieved their gym bag that had their uniform and their game shoes. But Wayne Embry's bag never came out. And that was when he realized that he had accidentally left his gym bag in his car back at the Cincinnati airport. He had no uniform with him, and this was the very first game of his career. When they arrived at the arena, he was completely distraught. This is one of the biggest rookie mistakes that anyone could make by forgetting his own uniform. Thankfully, the Lakers had an extra uniform, and they let Embry borrow it. But there was a condition. Embry had to wear the Lakers uniform inside out so that the Lakers players could distinguish him from their own teammates. So, he put on the uniform and joined his team for warm-ups with an inside-out uniform that belonged to the other team. That night, Embry came off the bench for the Royals and missed all 7 shots. He ended the game with 0 points and 1 foul committed. But things turned up for Embry. He went on to be a 5-time All-Star for the Royals and became the very first black general manager in NBA history and is now in the Hall of Fame in the category of contributor. He had one of the more legendary executive careers in NBA history. Well, that is it for today. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I want to thank each of you for taking time to stop by and listen to this short bonus episode. I do not take it for granted that you listen in each week to hear another story from basketball history. On behalf of my producer, Jacob Loaiza, we wish you all the best, and we will see you soon.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
This is Mark Mortier, and if you're a sports history fan like me, tune in and hear me talk about some great sports moments of the past. Growing up during the 1970s, I got to watch some of the most iconic moments in sports history. Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in Game 7 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden as the fans erupted with a thunderous ovation. The 1980 Miracle on Ice as Team USA defeated the powerful Soviet Union in the Olympics. Listen every Tuesday on Yesterday Sports.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.